if you know somebody who's owned a small business, you can appreciate the highs and lows of the endeavor. Any veteran who served has been number one, trained, but number two, and more importantly, put into those positions and environments where adaptability, determination, and perseverance are the cornerstone for success.
Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, WireNut Home Services.
Welcome to a special edition of Veterans Voice. I'm Ted Robertson. Lots of veteran success stories in the business world. You're going to meet a gentleman by the name of Enrique Camacho today. And we're going to have Jonathan Liebert, who's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, who's here, introduce Enrique. And along the way, we're going to be talking to Mount Carmel's executive director, Bob McLaughlin, who presented the award that we're going to talk about that Enrique won. Jonathan, let's introduce you. I think it's your first visit to Veterans Voice.
It is my first visit, and very happy to be here talking about some great things for veterans.
There are lots of great things happening for veterans. I know that the BBB and the rest of the crew that have put together Small Business Week are big fans of making sure that veterans and all aspiring business owners and entrepreneurs are successful.
We have some big fans in our partnership. So it's the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, the Chamber and EDC, and then also the SBDC. That's the Small Business Development Center. So three great agencies that love small business, but also really love to support our veterans community.
We are right at the beginning of Small Business Week. Lots of things happening during Small Business Week.
We got a lot of good things happening. So on Friday, we kicked it off with a big business bash. We had a celebration and a party and awarded five different awards. And we have one of those winners here today, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Then today we had our marketing panel. We talked a lot about AI and how you can incorporate that into your business. Let me tell you, that was an interesting conversation and one that there's gonna be a lot more conversation about.
AI is the only conversation you can have by asking AI to have the conversation for you.
That's correct. And funny story, we actually had it write some of the panel questions and write the description for the day. And we figured if we're gonna do this, let's go all the way.
And how did it perform for you?
It was perfect. Let me just tell you, it did a great job. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't. But today it did a great job.
Now, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center has been very proud to partner with Small Business Week these last couple of years. And last Friday, we got to send Colonel McLaughlin over to award a very special prize to a successful veteran business owner. You want to talk about that a little bit and then kick it over to Bob?
Absolutely. So one of the five awards that we hand out every year, we hand out five that are big awards and are very meaningful to the small businesses in our community. And the award recipient that's here with us today, Mr. Camacho, is the recipient of the Veteran-Owned Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year. So this is a big deal. This is a big award. He's done some great things within his community. He's growing. And he sells coffee. And so, you know, how can you not love that? So fine gentleman selling great coffee and a veteran. I mean, there's the trifecta of what good stuff for a small business owner.
Colonel McLaughlin, you got to present a very special award to Enrique. I think we probably need to throw a mention of VBOC in here as we go as well.
I think we do, Ted. But more important than that is 8 years ago, Jonathan and I really started my relationship with Mount Carmel when he transferred the transition and employment peer navigators from his old organization over to Mount Carmel. It was kind of life-altering for the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center that Jonathan saw that Mount Carmel would be a good home for the peer navigators and thus started what is now the transition and employment department in the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, which kind of solidifies our relationship in this arena, right? We've been given this award for 7 years. It's been an honor. And this year was extra special because before I got to meet Enrique and give him the award with his wife, and I got to announce that Mount Carmel is the Veteran Business Outreach Center of Colorado now. My assumption is when Jonathan mentioned those partners, SBDC, the SBA, that the VBOC will now be moving forward part of that vernacular, and that'll be an honor for us to do that. So that was hugely important this year. It fits right into the mantra of Small Business Week, but it was even more of an honor for me to give the award to Enrique, who's a retired Army officer, started out in the field artillery, just like me, and ended up in intelligence. Very great Army career. And he and I got to talk after he got the award about how he started this business with a very interesting name. Tell us about how you named the business.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. So we are Model Citizen Coffee Company, and we're often asked, hey, Model Citizen, why did you name it Model Citizen? You would imagine that a coffee company would be named something like Battlegrounds or, you know, something very hooah. And Model Citizen doesn't sound very hooah, but there's a super cool story behind it. If you don't mind, I'd like to share it with you. So I have four children, three boys and a girl. And as they were growing up, the movie Lilo and Stitch was very popular at the time. And there were several quotable lines out of that movie, one of which is when the social worker looks at Nani and Stitch at the doorstep and he points to them and he says, hey, you get a job, you Model Citizen, to the little Stitch creature. And I've told my kids that for years. When they go off to school or something, as the door opens, stop. Hey, you, get a job. You, Model Citizen. And one Christmas, my son gets me a shirt on it, and it just says Model Citizen. I've completely forgotten this connection. And he reminds me, now he's 26 years old, he says, hey, Dad, because I asked him, I was like, son, what's the deal with the Model Citizen shirt? He says, Dad, don't you remember, like, every day we walked out the door, you, get a job, you, Model Citizen. So it seemed very appropriate for a coffee company and a coffee company name to be Model Citizen, because that's what we aspire within our community, and that's what we hope for all our community members.
Love it.
Wow. So for us, for Mount Carmel, being a veteran service center doing wraparound services to include transition and employment, and now the VBOC, to be able to present this award to you and understand your story, and now even know the name of the brand, and hopefully you move down to Colorado Springs so it'll be closer to me so I can get some of those lovely beans with water. Tell us more about, you know, what made you do this? How you transitioned from the military and got into the business?
Yeah, that's a great question. Get asked often. So how does one become, you know, an officer in the United States Army and now professional coffee roaster owner? Coffee in itself is a fascinating industry. It's global in its reach. And the idea that we could somehow be part of this interconnected global supply chain, service our community, as well as help out people in, you know, disadvantaged communities, South Central America, Eastern Africa, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea. The idea that we are somehow contributing to the welfare and betterment of those communities, as well as serving excellent coffee within our local community, is exceptionally appealing, and the learning will never end, which is also a plus. So yeah, thanks, Bob.
Speaking of learning, you know, being an intel officer, an artillery officer, I know you drink a lot of coffee to stay up at night. What is the toughest thing about being in this business, and how did you prepare yourself?
Yeah, so, you know, anyone who's ever owned a small business, and if you know somebody who's owned a small business, you can appreciate the highs and lows of the endeavor. There are multiple highs in terms of ideas and product and purchases, and then there's lows of inspectors and equipment failures and adaptations and time and service. You know, any veteran who served has been number one, trained, but number two, and more importantly, put into those positions and environments where adaptability, determination, and perseverance are the cornerstone for success. And I believe that, you know, when you experience a career, particularly a military career, it equips you to deal with the highs and lows of small business ownership.
Well, congratulations. It's remarkable. I'll get up there to sample some of your goods. I was hoping you'd bring a thermos full today. And Jonathan and I have seen many different veteran organizations work in this community, and I know he's been touched by some great leaders that have made an impact here, and we see it every day. But the coffee business is booming, and my hope is that you continue to do that. And of course, next time, bring a thermos.
Jonathan, over to you very briefly. What are the criteria to win the Veteran-Owned Small Business of the Year award?
Yeah. So this is a business that, because again, we want to focus on small businesses. And, as we all know, well, maybe some people don't, this is the backbone of the U.S. economy. About 90% of business in the United States are small businesses. And, when you talk about small business, the official definition by the SBA is 500 or less. And what we're talking about is really micro-sized businesses, which is, 10 or less. Those are the businesses that are hiring people. Those are the businesses that are kind of making stuff happen. So it's got to be local within our service area. It's got to be owned by a veteran. They've got to be in business for at least a year, and they've got to have a really good track record. I work for the Better Business Bureau, and so we are out there doing our research on businesses to make sure that they are fulfilling what they said they're going to do. And so, again, for this award, they don't have to be accredited with us, but we do vet them. So we're going and making sure that paperwork's filed, making sure there's not, six or seven different companies, and this is a shell company, and, those types of things. So we're looking for who are the really, really good businesses out there with good business owners that meet this criteria. And specifically in this case, it's focusing on that veteran piece. But again, they've got to be a solid business owner. And so that's a criteria that we're looking into to find, really some of the best of the best. And in this area, we've got a lot of veteran-owned businesses. So I think that says something about what this business has accomplished in Model Citizen is that, they're up there competing against a lot of people. So overall for the awards, we had about 90 different applications for this. I'm sorry, 90 different nominations this year. So that's a significant amount. So the competition was steep. So I want to put that out there. So for Mr. Camacho to come in and win that award, it's extremely meaningful.
Bob, for the two of you fellow veterans serving as officers, what about that makes you ready to become an entrepreneur after you get out? That's for both of you.
Probably the ability to analyze situations, analyze risk, overcome risk through careful planning and team building. I would say that both of us, we came in probably in the military around 3 years apart from each other. We served through the Cold War into the evolution of our military, the adjustment of leadership and becoming a values-based organization, the Army specifically. All those things tie into, I didn't start a small business, but I helped start a nonprofit. So there's challenges in each. You just got to have vision, be able to communicate the vision, and then execute with a good team. At least that's my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob's the director of Mount Carmel.
Exactly.
Veteran Organization and Services. I couldn't have said it better than he just put it. The military affords you some very unique challenges, opportunities, as well as small business. So if you can take all those skills that you acquire over your time in service, you can easily apply those to be successful as a small business owner. That does not mean it's easy. There are certainly challenges along the way. And for us in Model Citizen Coffee Company, we've essentially framed it around three key principles, and that's faith, family, and experience. And I think anybody who's ever served in some capacity can wrap their head around those three things and say, wow, I've employed or I've exercised those to be successful. And we do it well at Model Citizen Coffee Company. We hope people have an opportunity to come out and see us exercise faith, family, and experience.
Absolutely. How big is your team?
So right now we're around six. We hope to grow. And Bob, I am actively looking for space in Colorado Springs right now, right off of 8th Street, 21st Street, Garden of the Gods. Uinta is kind of my search box. I'm going to throw it out there if anybody's got a good light industrial space and they would like to host a coffee roaster with some retail front end. We would love to entertain that conversation.
Well, I feel responsible as the host of the VBOC, right, to help out. So consider it a deal. We'll work with you. And the other thing, we're always looking for successful entrepreneurs, small business owners to help pay it forward to others. So I know Jonathan is, that's important to him. And I know as I move forward with the Veteran Business Outreach Center, we'll lean on you to help with other veterans and encourage them.
What advice would you give for veterans coming out of the service and wanting to go into business?
This is for me or for Bob?
That's for you, sir.
This is for me.
A guy who's living the dream right now.
Be ready. It's exceptionally difficult. And there are exceptional highs and some beat down lows. But anyone in service has experienced that in your time of service. And you just have to be resilient and determined. There is no plan B when you enter small business. There is only plan A. And plan A is your business. And if you accept that internally, then you're going to be successful.
Jonathan?
I think that's a great point. And this is something that I talk to a lot of small business owners about, and that, you know, you got to be committed to doing this. And I think sometimes I'll hear the story of like, well, there's businesses all around us and they're all making money, so I want to get in on that and it makes some money too. And it's like, what they don't realize is that, you know, 1 out of every 10 business is successful. And so you see the successful ones, or sometimes you see some of the struggling ones too. But I think it is important that, one, you have a plan, you know, and two, you know, you can stick to it, but you also got to adapt, and, you know, you got to take advantage of your resources. And that's something else that's great about this town is that there's so many resources mm-hmm. out there that just care so much about small businesses. I've had, and it's mostly from the military community. Last week, I had this conversation 5 different times, and I have it all the time, but just last week alone, 5 times. And it was, I've moved here from, you know, somewhere else in the United States, or I moved here from, you know, station outside of the U.S. And this is the most friendly business community I've ever been in. And it was kind of shocking because I've been in a lot because I'm a military spouse. And so I travel a lot, and some places are better than others, but they're all just kind of okay. But like this one, people have took me in. They've introduced me around. I've had my competitors introduce me to friends. And I'm kind of, at first I was blown away, and then I kept hearing it all the time. Like, I don't know what it is about this town, but it's different. And I think that's important to, one, know that we've got this kind of relationships here in this town. But two, I think it's also important to know that you've got resources, and don't forget to ask for help. Mm-hmm. You know, ask for those introductions and those types of things. And also that this stuff is hard. It's hard on any given day. I think it's harder right now just because of everything that's going on with the economy, with inflation, with labor shortages. We were talking about AI earlier. I mean, there's change in technology coming. There's all these things. And so I think it's important that people know that, you know, you got to have a plan, get somebody to help you with that plan, get somebody to check it. You know, you got resources in the community like the Better Business Bureau, like Mount Carmel, who have these great services in a bunch of different areas. Use your resources. This community cares. This community is going to show up, but you got to make sure you're asking those questions. And most importantly, I think asking for help.
Bob, we've got events coming up with VBOC. We've got the opening coming up in July for them, the official opening. But right now, Kia is on the ground, ready to go and ready to help.
We're excited. We know Kia Palmer. I introduced her Friday night. The reps from the Small Business Administration. She's going to partner with Brandon. She's already moved in to have a dual office, one at Mount Carmel, one at Catalyst Campus, which should be co-located with Brandon in the SBDC, which is pretty fantastic. Francis, who runs the Denver area, is a big supporter. And of course, Aikta Markuliu, who we all know and love, is the regional director who actually helped us start the process to become the Veteran Business Outreach Center. I just see, because of what Jonathan said about this town, so many good things coming that we can model in other places throughout the state.
Enrique, we would be remiss if we did not invite you to tell us where you are and about your website. How do we engage with you and get a taste of that coffee?
Well, certainly. Thank you for the opportunity. First, I want to thank Jonathan and the Better Business Bureau for this award. We're humbled by it. We did not expect it at all. So Friday when we were announced the winner, we were exceptionally pleased. So thank you, Jonathan, Better Business Bureau, and Bob. Much appreciated. You can find us at www.modelcitizencoffee.com is our website. If you want to come and say hello to us, just come on up to Woodland Park, where the City Market grocery store is a strip mall, and there sits our roastery inside of a cafe, and we'd love to say hi to you.
There is nothing like the aroma of fresh roasting coffee. Just nothing like it at all. That is the voice of Mr. Enrique Camacho, U.S. Army veteran of 30 years, owner of Model Citizen Coffee, making good the hard way. You're going to make us all very proud. I think we can tell that right now. Jonathan and Bob, I'll give you two guys the last words today, and then off we go to the next adventure
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on the show here to talk more about Small Business Week and obviously the work that we do with veterans every single day. So again, all those agencies, the Better Business Bureau, the Chamber and EDC, as well as the SBDC, all doing good things with veterans. And so again, it's important that we make sure that we help transition these soldiers into civilians by helping them find their way with small businesses. There's a lot to it. It's changing every single day, as I mentioned, but also Mount Carmel is a great partner with us as well and have been for many, many years. And so again, that's what it's all about. It's about those partnerships and it's about making those connections and helping people fulfill their dream or that next stage of that journey. That's what it's all about. So we're happy to be here today. Congratulations again to Model Citizen for winning that award for the year. Well done, sir. And I'm going to come up with Bob. Have some good coffee.
Absolutely.
Up there at Woodland Park. That's the plan now.
No, it's fantastic. I'm just proud to be in this community. You know, it's always the three things that I always say is never let anyone fall through the cracks. If you know someone that needs assistance, make sure Mount Carmel knows about it. Anyone who wants to partner with us, please come over and see us. And then if you have resources that can help veterans, please work with us on that. And then, of course, support your veteran-owned small businesses.
Colonel Bob McLaughlin, retired United States Army, former garrison commander of Fort Carson, executive director of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau, great friends to business owners, but especially a big supporter of veteran-owned businesses. Enrique Camacho, again, congratulations to you on winning Veteran-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2023, U.S. Army veteran, 30 years, Model Citizen Coffee. That's www.modelcitizencoffee.com. Head right on up to City Market in Woodland Park with Jonathan and Bob and go have coffee with this veteran-owned business. Gentlemen, thank you all for being here. Great conversation as always. More conversations available. We've had some good ones with folks just like these. You can find them all at veteransvoice.us. That's veteransvoice.us. I'm Ted Robertson. Until next time.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you were exposed to toxic substances in the military, a new law called the PACT Act may make you eligible for extra benefits and care. The PACT Act benefits veterans of the Vietnam, Gulf War, and post-9/11 eras. Learn more at va.gov/PACT or call 1-800-MY-VA-411.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.